it on a Tuesday. Seems Norway might know something you and I don't. Possibility. I'm just going to start with that. Norway is going to spend $12.5 million upgrading the Doomsday Vault. And the Doomsday Vault, that's the world's largest repository. It was built to safeguard against war or natural disaster that would wipe out global food supplies and such. The Verge reporting that the upgrades will focus on a new concrete tunnel, emergency power and refrigeration units, along with electrical equipment updates and a whole lot more. The Svalbard Global Speed Vault, a gene bank built underground on the isolated island in a permafrost zone 620 miles from the North Pole, was opened in 2008 as a master backup to the world's other seed banks in case those deposits are lost. What are they planning for? Well, I don't know. Hopefully we'll be okay. They've got potatoes, sorghum, rice, barley, chickpeas, lentils, wheat. It's all there. 50,000 samples deposited just last year from collections in Benin, India, Pakistan, Lebanon, Morocco, Netherlands, the U.S., Mexico, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. Benin, by the way, is a small African country. I just met somebody from there. Not many people from Benin, but nice little place, I suppose. All right, so maybe they've been seeing what's been going on in world politics and their concerns. They thought, well, we better stock up. Don't know, but that's what I'm going with. Meanwhile, the Democrats here in America, make no mistake, all your conspiracy theories aside, it's pretty cut and dried that the liberals in this country want you to have zero civilian gun ownership. It's been that way my entire life. Incrementally and aggressively, they chip away at gun rights whenever possible. And they are livid whenever things go the other way, like Heller versus D.C. D.C. versus Heller, the case that once and for all explained that the Second Amendment means it's a personal, individual right. You look at the assault weapons ban from 1994 that expired in 2004. They were ecstatic in 94, angry in 2004. But don't be surprised if that's the next stop again, an assault weapons ban. It's going to be pitched. It may not make it through this year or next or the year after, but there will be an assault weapons ban in this country again, and it may be permanent. Semi-automatic weapons are going to be targeted, all semi-automatic weapons. Shotguns, handguns, rifles, all of them. Another place that the Second Amendment is going to be under attack is in ammunition. This theory has been put into practice in some places. If you can't restrict the guns, restrict the ammunition. Make sure that people can't afford it by putting massive taxes on it or only allowing people to buy 10 rounds at a time or other such measures. Those will be on the way. The Second Amendment is under assault every day in this country from one group or another. It's not going to change. It's only going to intensify because of what has happened, and I don't know why this one seems to be a bit different. Maybe it's because the media has taken up the cause and has become the champions of these students from Florida. Maybe that's the leading cause here. Maybe it's the ability to put children, high school kids that is, in front of the camera to promote the idea that the left and the media and elsewhere has always promoted. I mean, I watch people like Allison Camerota on CNN, who is a complete stooge for the left. And she explains away gun violence in Chicago, not because Chicago has all these restrictive gun laws that are ineffective and useless. No, she blames Indiana. Gun violence in Chicago is the fault of Indiana. Now, Indianapolis doesn't have an environment like that. Now, do they? No. But she, like many on the left, want to blame somebody else or something else or the surrounding states for having less stringent gun laws, and therefore Chicago is on the receiving end of that. It's nonsense. You know it. So do I. Because if that were true, Indianapolis would also be a shooting gallery. If gun laws were so easy in Indiana, then Indianapolis would be a shooting gallery. Columbus and Pittsburgh would be shooting galleries just like Chicago. But they're not. They are not. Cleveland is not like that. And Cleveland could be every bit as rough as Chicago. I mean, I would imagine, wouldn't you? But these people will never rest. Never rest until your guns are reduced to the point that maybe they're all single shots, single shot revolvers, single shot rifles. The notion of there being semi-automatic weapons in the civilian population is something they will go after for the rest of your life and mine. Let me give you an example. Several states allow teachers to carry firearms: Texas, Kentucky, many others. So one of the proposals put forth that is a common sense proposal by the president in the wake of what happened in Parkland is to consider the idea that teachers or other staff members at different schools would be able to have a concealed weapon in order to protect that school to some extent, as opposed to being completely undefended, right? So naturally, the left goes crazy. You can't do that. And even though I explained perfectly in an op-ed piece after the attack in Parkland that the inner city schools, Detroit and Chicago and Baltimore, all have armed guards and have a single entrance and have metal detectors so that guns can't come into their schools, and a highly advanced concealed weapon detector. Detroit has those and others do as well. But these people just don't get it. They won't allow for it to happen. So when I come back after the break, I want you to hear from some of the nation's governors that are opposed to common sense gun safety and more in tune with their ideology and more concerned about politics and partisanship than actually protecting students. That's really what I believe. The long-term goal to them is much more important than protecting these students on a case-by-case basis, because what else could explain the kind of behavior that we saw yesterday at the White House as the Governors Association gathered there for their annual meetings? And one governor, Jay Inslee, lit into the president. We'll have that in just a moment. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, one of the leading voices in defense of the Second Amendment, that says our problems here are much bigger. Our problems, we've become a society that doesn't value life. Matt Bevin's right. We've become a place where we have cheapened the value of life, whether it's through video games, abortion on demand, you choose. The destruction of the American family. For a variety of reasons, we are not the same country we were 50 years ago. Truth is truth, and that's that. 14 after, we'll be right back.